I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The persecution of Christians in Eritrea continues to grow as arrests become more prevalent. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says despite reports that 65 more Christians have been arrested, there's been minimal response from Western nations.
Because Eritrea is such a small country, and I think because of other things going on in the world, there hasn't been the public outcry. There hasn't been the other countries calling on the Eritrean leader to let the Christians go, let the churches meet publicly.
Christians are encouraged to pray and write letters to the Eritrean government. For more information, visit our website. Meanwhile, over 280 million people use some form of Arabic as their first language. The World Bible Translation Center is partnering with the Digital Bible Society to reach Arabic speakers with the gospel. WBTC's John Anderson says a CD-ROM is less noticeable than a printed Bible, which is good for areas where extremist Muslims are active. The disc will provide over 200 additional Bible resource materials to Arabic-speaking people.
The Arabic CD-ROM began about 3 weeks ago, and they are hoping to have it out within the next 6 months. So our text will be on that CD-ROM also.
Go to our website for details. And it may take Hurricane Ike survivors months to recover from the damages. World Hope International continues to help Texas with the recovery process. The ministry partnered with other relief groups to provide a local forum for disaster-related communications and resource distribution. WHI's job is to provide volunteer labor and construction management to rebuild homes on an ongoing basis. Pray that their teams will be ready to share the hope of Christ as they meet needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr, a great book to help you pray for lost friends and relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.